We are on the second line from the top on Chav Tes Amud Aleph. We've been discussing different remedies for illnesses, and the Gemara continues in that same theme now. Tachli v'sibura sakanta. If someone eats this vegetable and bloodlets a particular vegetable and bloodlets at the same time, that's dangerous for him. Ishta v'sibura, if someone has a fever and engages in bloodletting, sakanta, that's also dangerous. Ka'iv eina v'siburi sakanta. If someone has an eye ailment and bloodlets, it's dangerous. Sheni ledag dam. Sheni ledam dag. Shlishi lo sakanta. Now the Gemara continues and says, what else is a sakana? Well, if you eat fish on the day after bloodletting, that's fine. If you eat fish the day before bloodletting, that's also fine. But the shlishi, but if you eat fish on the day 2 days after bloodletting, that's a sakana. And presumably it would be the same thing if you bloodlet 2 days after eating fish, would also be dangerous. Don't have any explanation, just reading. Tanu Rabbanan. Continuing with regards to bloodletting, hamekiz dam lo yochel chagvash. When a person bloodlets, they shouldn't eat chagvash. What is chagvash? Well, it's an acronym. Lo chalav, not milk, velo gavina, not cheese, velo batzalim, not onions, velo shachalim, not this vegetable, a particular vegetable. Im achal, what if you do eat them, then what? Amar Abaye, well, there's a remedy. Nasi revi'asa de chala or revi'asa de chamra, take a revi'as of vinegar and a revi'as of wine, vinir vivinhu, bahadi hadari, mix them together, vinishti, and then drink it. And apparently, this is also very potent. It causes some form of, it's some form of laxative, because the Quran continues, and when you have to go to the bathroom as a result, make sure that you defecate on the eastern side of the city, because the smell is brutal. And on the eastern side, the Gemara tells us, based on, Rashi says, based on a Gemara in Baba Basra, that the eastern wind is not as strong as the western wind. So if you defecate to the east, the wind won't cause it to waft through the entire community. Yeah. Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, moving right along. Malin avankali b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to raise up an avankali. What is avankali? That's the Gemara asks. My avankali, I'm a Rabbi Abba, istomcha deliba. It's some sort of support for the heart. Rashi says it's, you know, there's some flesh that causes, I guess, the heart to droop a little bit, and you push it up, something like that. So that you can do on Shabbos. Presumably you can do it because Rashi says it's ma'akev esenashima. It causes, it affects the breathe, a person's breathing, and therefore you would be allowed to do some sort of procedure to lift the heart or put it into its place. I don't know exactly how that works, but okay. Maya susa, what's the remedy? So here it is. What's the remedy to heal this heart issue? Maisi Kamuna Karvaya. Take a, Rashi says, a ladleful of Karvaya, which is a cumin, I believe. Venina, and Rashi says, minta, mint. Vaganda, some form of bitter grass, Rashi says. Sisri, not sure what it is. Vaavarata, and hyssop. So you take these things and you mix them together. And we'll see exactly what happens. Some rabbis do this later. Laliba, if you have a heart ailment, bechamra, then mix this all with wine. Why would wine help the heart? Besimanach, how do you remember it? V'yayin yisamach levav enosh. Wine gladdens the heart. That's how you always remember. If you have a heart issue, use wine. Lerucha, if it's a breathing issue, b'maya, then you mix it all into water. Besimanach, v'ruach elokim mirachefes al pnei hamayim. Ruach and God. and water. Le kuda b'shichra. If a woman is having some pains after childbirth, then she should take this mixture and mix it with beer. V'simanach v'kada al shichma. The jug was on her lap. The idea being that shichma sounds like shechar, and that's a mnemonic device to remember. Nonetheless, we have this mixture of items to make this remedy. Rav Acha braid the Rava sachichlu lekulu b'hari hadari. Rav Acha used to do this. He used to mix them all together. V'shakalei melo chamesh etzpa asei. He would take a handful of this mixture, the shasilei, and he would mix it in whatever drink he needed to, and he would drink it. Rav Ashi sachich kol chad v'chad lechudei. Rav Ashi would do it differently. Rav Ashi would grind each one individually, put them in separate compartments. V'shakol melo etzpasei rabasei u'melo etzpasei zutrasei. He would take he would take a pinchful, I guess, from each compartment and then mix them together with a liquid and then drink it. Amar of Papa, ana avdi lechol hani v'lo istai. I tried this and it didn't work. Ad amar li hutai, until I spoke to an Arab who told me the follows. I see kuza chadas, I take a new jug, umalya maya, fill it with water, v'ramibay tarvada de dovja, put in a spoonful of honey, de tali la bekochvi. And specifically a bit of honey which was outside all night. Ulamachar ishti. And then drink it and you'll be fine. Avdi hachev istai, and I did it, and it worked. Can't comment on the effectiveness, but they said it worked, so I'm glad it helped them. Tan Rabbanan, Shisha Devara Mirapi Mesachola Mechalyo Verufua Son Rufua. There are six types of items which can help heal a sick person, and they're tried and true. The Elohain, what are they? Kruv, cabbage, utrudin, ume sisin, yevesha, vikiva, veheres, vyoseres hakaved. These are the things that heal a person. Tried and true. I'm not sure what all of them are. Kaved is some sort of liver. A keva, some sort of, by like the udder, an animal. Mesisin is something which is dried up, and is, as Rashi says, and it's soaked in water. Anyhow, v'yesha omrim avdagam ketanim. Some think, say, even small fish. If it's herring, who knows? It's good for you. Not only that, but small fish enable someone to be fruitful, and it just helps a person's entire body. Just pleasing for the body. All right, we'll keep that in mind. And conversely, there are 10 things which cause someone who was formerly sick to become even sicker, or who healed to become sick and worse than before. Presumably it means that they haven't fully healed, and by doing these, eating or consuming these things, it will cause them to, revert back to their previous state. Ha'ochel basar shor shuman, if you eat fatty ox meat, basar sli, roasted meat, so no barbecues, basar tziprim, sounds like bird meat, so some sort of poultry or chicken, ubeitza tzluya, roasted egg, shachalim, this particular vegetable, tiglachas, taking a haircut, umerchatz, showering. Seems strange that showering is not good for you. Ugvina, and cheese, the kaved, and liver. So he said before, the yoseres hakaved was good for you. Apparently, the kaved itself is not good for you. V'yesh omrim af egozim, some say even nuts aren't good for you. V'yesh omrim af kishu, and some say cucumbers are also not good for you. Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, lama nikra shman kishu, and why are they called kishu? And v'mnei shein kashim choguvo, because they affect the whole body of a person. Shel adam kiche ravos, like a sword. So apparently it wasn't just, these are all items that would affect people. I don't know, people might not want to make an excuse to eat vegetables and say, oh, you can't eat cucumbers because they're dangerous for you. That's what the rabbis say. So you can try that at home and see if your parents will listen to you. But nevertheless, again, all these remedies are ancient lore which do not have much value nowadays.